So last week, there was an interesting story that was in the news, and it was on Tucker Carlson's show. And it was about a bar owner, Danny Presti. He had this bar in Staten Island, New York, called Max Public House. And what had happened was the city of New York had decided that the area of Staten Island that he was in was going to be declared an orange zone because there was a number of COVID cases that reached a point where it had to become an orange zone based on the published criteria that they had been following in making these decisions. So they turned that zone into the orange zone. You couldn't have inside dining at his restaurant. He complained about it. They had people protesting outside. He was on the news. And takeout would be okay in that situation, but definitely not dining in. And I guess, like with most restaurants, the bar is kind of where they make their money. But he decided, the bar owner, Danny Presti, decided to declare the bar an autonomous zone, which is kind of a weird way to put it. But in this case, what he was saying was, I don't care. You guys do what you want to do. You can say this is red, green. I don't care. I'm going to keep it open. And he taunted the New York mayor and governor in the process. And he continued to serve inside throughout the week. The sheriff's deputies were dispatched to go. They locked the man up. They arrested Danny, who was later released. A cook, a bartender, and the bar's lawyer, who I'll show you a little bit later in this video here in a second, they were also charged. And then Tucker Carlson, folks, then he got involved. So have a listen to this.
Earlier this week, New York police arrested the owner of a bar on Staten Island. Apparently, the lockdown rules, and this will surprise you, but hey, it's science, only applied in the Republican voting parts of Staten Island. That was so obviously political, the whole thing, that protesters came. You could walk two blocks from the bar, Max Public House, and eat indoors without any objection from the state health department. Well, today, the owners of Max Public House met with city officials. Apparently, it didn't go well. Here's what they told us a short time ago.
Hey, Tucker, thanks for sending the camera out here to Max Public House so that we can make an announcement and give some updates on what's going on. The last couple of days, we've been closed since those recent events that I was taken out of here, and we've taken a diplomatic approach. We've pleaded with the mayor and the governor and the sheriff to help work with us and to get small businesses open or to assist us in some way. Unfortunately, that hasn't happened. So the timeline has ended, and we're here to tell you that Max Public House is officially open, and we will not close.
Tucker, thanks for having us, as always. As his attorneys, Mark Fonte and I, have advised both Keith and Danny of the legal ramifications of their decisions. As a proud Staten Islander and a very proud American, I stand and support them.
We should tell you that every small business owner, every single one...
So, folks, that's what happened there. And again, the whole thing that preceded this was the fact that the city of New York actually decided to make their region an orange zone. So to move an area in the five boroughs to an orange zone, the state sets a benchmark of 3% positivity for COVID-19 testing on a 7-day rolling average and 10 or more new daily cases per 100,000 residents on a 7-day average for 10 days. So, who makes the call, basically, is the next question that I want to answer for you. And the state website states that the designation will be made only if the State Department of Health, in consultation with the local Department of Health, finds that, based on the above listed metrics and other epidemiological factors, such as an upward trend in total and daily hospital admissions from residents of this geographic area, that a zone designation is appropriate. So, in other words, folks, it's not really political, as with all things with Tucker Carlson, to kind of get everybody riled up, he's got to make something political. That's just what they do. That's what Tucker does. He makes a living doing this. So he's politicized this. And we all know that New York City, it's a big city. It's a city of, 8.5 million people. But what they're doing is they are actually making decisions that are based on fact. Through the input from the Department of Health. So they're making decisions on who gets to be in an orange zone and all this kind of stuff and where the lines are. It's made on fact, and it's not hyperbole. It's not conjecture. It's not something that they've just dreamed up. So to me, the city of New York, they're not being political here. And whether we like it or not, it's within their right to make this decision based on what's going on with the pandemic. So the question that I have here is, what do you think? Does the business owner have the right to do whatever they want in this case? You know, given what's going on and given that there are people who are charged with protecting the health of other people in the area. So by declaring it an orange zone, do they have the right, do you think, to do that? And then keep in mind, too, folks, that Tucker Carlson is feeding Fox News viewers spiked political content. This is what he does. That's his job. He's trying to gin up the emotions of a lot of viewers and generate views to his show. And we get that. We get that. But so you've got the business owner here, you know, that's out there, and he's actually ginning up a lot of drama. You know, he's got people protesting in front of his business. He's out there kind of cranking it up. He's telling everybody that he's defying, you know, what they're doing here. You can't do this to me. But the one thing that they're not really telling you folks is that he's making a lot of money doing it too. He's got a GoFundMe page out here when I looked at it. So what he's doing is actually working. If his intent is to kind of get out there on TV, and you heard him in the clip say, thank you for bringing the cameras out here again, because all of this is working. He's got this GoFundMe page, and just before I cut this segment, he had raised $84,274, raised of $500,000 goal. And that's not the only GoFundMe page out there. I found this other one that's out there as well. And this one is just entitled Max Public House, and it has raised, before I went on this segment, $3,300. And the goal for that one is $10,000. So I don't know. It sounds like a lot of people are making money, you know, with Tucker Carlson pushing this. You've got the Max Public House. Now they're up to almost 88,000 probably by now. So where is the reality in all of this? And do you think that, firstly, do you think that the city of New York has the right to actually say, you know, these businesses should shut down? And you've got a situation here where the guy is making $88,000 out of making a big dramatic show out of this. So do you think that the question here is, do you think that the bar owner is monetizing this situation, this plight that he's in? And I'd be kind of curious to see what you think, and leave some comments in the YouTube comment section. I'd like to see what you think about this, because on one hand, you want to feel sorry for him, but on the other hand, he's ginning up a lot of drama. He's ginning up TV time. Thanks for bringing the cameras out here. He's got a GoFundMe page. It's making money. So what do you think? Thanks for tuning in, and let me know. And if you like the show, don't forget to subscribe. Thanks for listening to the Rusted Culture Podcast. You can find us on iTunes, Stitcher, YouTube, and Pandora too.